Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking Jesus our Redeemer. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2 from B. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. He's our Redeemer. And even when we go through difficult times, He will save us. Praise God. Job 19:25, as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. From the oldest book in the Bible, Job declares that he knew his Redeemer lives, even with what he went through. A Redeemer is one who buys back. God has bought back our life from the pit. He is our Redeemer. Praise God. Romans 3:23-24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. We have been redeemed by Jesus. What is it today that you might be going through? When it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. He is our comforter. He is our best friend. Jesus, our Redeemer. Thank you, God. If you happen to be listening and you have never heard of this Jesus, you know, you can have a real authentic friendship with Jesus. And it just takes a step. You take one step towards Jesus and He goes a long way for you, to meet you where you're at. And if that's you today, I would love to pray a simple prayer to invite Jesus into your life. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Thank you that He died for me. I turn from my sin, Lord, and turn to You. Thank you for Your complete forgiveness. I am a follower of Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations. And if you can get yourself a Bible, they're there's so much encouragement in Psalms, the book of Psalms, and in the Gospels, which are in the New Testament. It's pretty awesome. I just want to pray for anyone that might feel like they're going through a difficult time, and that God will comfort you as your Redeemer. Lord, I thank you that you said that you'll go through waters, but you will not be drowned, Lord, and you'll go through fire and you'll not be burnt. And I thank you for your comfort, Lord. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that comforts us. And Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are our Redeemer, Lord, that you redeem our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thanks for listening.